This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions, hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.
Hey, what's going on? Happy fucking New Year. It's 2026.
Wow.
You're hearing this on the first day of 2026.
That's wild.
I know.
That doesn't make sense. It was 2020 yesterday.
It was like 2013 yesterday. You know what I mean?
That's true, yeah.
Crazy.
Time's a construct.
Yeah, and it's a mess.
It's a mess.
It's a real bad construct.
Like, I feel like just yesterday, New Year's Eve, 2025.
Yeah. But also 2020.
Well, 2024.
But also 2016. Like, it's what?
1999.
The fact that 2016 was 10 years ago.
You shut your damn mouth.
I know. What the fuck is going on? Anyways, I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
And you're listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying. We're your favorite six sad millennials, or we should be. Hello.
Or we will be.
Yeah. If you're brand new, what an episode to pick. This is our
new year, new you.
But it's the last episode of the season, so if you really love it, you're gonna have to get into the catalog, because this is our season finale. Season 8 is over.
Wait, we're on season 8?
I know, what the fuck?
That's wild.
I know, season 8 has come and gone, and this is our last episode of the season, so we wanted to ring in the new year.
I love how we're ending on the first day of the year.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar. A lot of times we do, like, our seasons end up backing up to, like, the holiday season. But a lot of times our last episode ends up being a little bit before.
Mm-hmm.
But we got started on the season a little bit later in the summer than we usually do. So it worked out.
And I like this.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. I think we should plan this more often.
I mean, we planned so little. I know, you're super professional curated podcast, but like sometimes we're just rolling on vibes.
Yeah, I got a lot going on in my life.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Sometimes I'm just like, oh yeah, shit, I gotta do this. This is what we're doing.
Yeah. And it's like, I love doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't want to not do the podcast. But I think, and we'll get into this when we do our back in time, but it's been a wild fucking year. We're both very tired. We're both overwhelmed. So we need a break.
Mm-hmm.
So it's break time. And I'm glad that we get to spend the new year with you guys. And then we're gonna hibernate a little bit.
We're gonna take a break off that Kit Kat bar.
Yeah. Called life.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that fancy feast.
It's from The Office.
Ah.
That's that part where Andy, he can't think of what it's the jingle to. So he keeps saying shit that's not right to try and jog his memory. He's like, football cream, Chrysler car. good shit.
I wasn't an office girly.
I am. I didn't become one until a few years ago, though. I never watched it while it was on. We watched it a few years ago, and I absolutely ate that shit up. So, anyways, we hope you guys eat this shit up.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
I almost said, eat our shit.
Please don't. It's not that kind of podcast. Please don't. So, because it's, we like to reject the New Year, New You symbolism of the New Year. Because,
I'm
like,
me.
Just keep doing your thing, girl. So,
I'ma do my thing.
So, to, like, lean into that a little bit, we decided to make the New Year's episode sort of a classic 30 Dirty and Dying vibe. We love our millennial music.
Mm-hmm.
We love drafts and brackets and games like that.
Yeah.
So, we're doing a millennial music draft.
We love it.
Why don't you tell the people what that means, Courtney?
So, we each have categories of music theme. And then we're going to go how a draft works. If we're not familiar with drafts, if you're not a sports person, that's fine.
Yeah.
No hate.
We
same.
Play sports.
Yeah, we're big into... I'm huge into sports.
Sports romances.
Yeah, specifically.
This is my sport. Is our drafts and our brackets.
Yeah. Okay, so what's going to happen is within the category, we're going to pick either an artist, a band, whatever.
Whatever fits the category.
In draft style, so like, say I go first and pick an artist, then you go next, but you can't pick what I already picked.
Right.
And then we go back and forth. But we're only going to do four because in my categories that I have created, I only have five each. So I'm going to need an alternate just in case you pick what I already picked.
And I haven't picked anything yet. I'm doing this on the fly because as with most of these games, I did not prepare all the way through.
And I overly prepared.
So happy New Year. We're sticking to our same pattern. New Year, same us.
Yeah.
So we're going to, we wanted to play a classic 30 D&D style game because it's what we love. It's what we're here to keep doing. And it's the energy that we're bringing into the new year. Same six sad millennials.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you guys enjoy it. But with it being the new year, we thought we'd do a little bit of, you know, themed nostalgia for our back in time.
Back in time. All right.
So let's go back in time. All right.
To 2025.
Let's we're just going to relive this year.
Year in review.
It's our year in Spotify, review. Our Spotify wraps.
Except we already did that because you were too excited.
I was too excited. I was very excited about it. I have a very weird wrapped. But this is our 2025 wrapped.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about 2025. Things we liked, things we didn't. If you guys listened to our, not last season, but like the last season that backed up to the holidays, we did a similar thing for our back in time for that season finale. It was sort of our Christmas New Year's combo because it ended earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we just used back in time as our year in review. So it's 2025. Let's talk about our years and everything in it. So Courtney, why don't you start? Tell me about your 2025. What was it like? Highlights, lowlights, etc.
Lowlights.
Yep.
I read a lot of books.
You did.
At the time of recording, I have read 112 books.
That's crazy.
My goal was 50.
So you knocked it out of the park.
Well, last year I read 106 books.
Okay.
And I'm just like, that's a fluke. It's never going to happen again. Let me make my goal 50.
Yeah.
We'll
see.
But let me tell you that the book that I'm about to read is called You're a Mean One.
Mr. Grinch.
It's a Grinch
porn
romance. Yeah. Yes.
So out of all those books, tell me some of your favorites that you read this year, and I'll do the same when you're done.
Okay.
And they don't have to be books that came out in 2025, because I don't really keep up with when shit came out. I just read it when I read it. So
right.
Just books that you read this year.
Because I read a lot.
That's so many books. I don't know how you do it. My goal was 40. I'm at the time of recording one away. I read slightly different books also, so sometimes it's harder to power all the way through.
I've been reading a lot of, like, ARC. I've been doing a lot of ARC reads, so advanced reader copy. So a lot of, like, smaller, like, what indie authors.
Yeah.
I follow a few on, like, social media. I'm a part of a Facebook page for ARC authors, ARC readers, and I've been getting
Yeah.
Some advanced copies, which has been pretty cool. So I've been reviewing some of those. One that I really enjoyed by L. Taylor was Stockholm.
Okay.
It's a dark captivity romance.
Well, sure, that implies.
Right. I very much enjoyed that. Ended cliffhangery. Cannot wait for the next one.
Cool.
I'm very excited. Caught Up, Nevessa Allen. That was the second book. Lights Out.
Oh,
was
okay.
Big.
Yeah, I think I remember last year. You telling me about that.
Caught Up was really... I thought Caught Up... It wasn't... So, Lights Out is more rom-com. Like, it's... Has dark themes. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a super dark romance.
Right.
Which is what it... Okay, he stalked her a little bit.
Okay.
He broke into her home.
This is so sad. Go on.
But they fell in love and it was great. Someone died. Not a big deal. It was an accident.
Okay.
This one was way more dark romance, okay. And I very much enjoyed that. Head Above Water by C.E. Ritchie, R-I-C-C-I.
I don't know.
I
would say Ritchie, but I don't know.
Kiss of the Basilisk? Yeah. That was wild.
I mean, yeah, I would imagine. That a basilisk is a big-ass snake.
That was a wild book. Oh, Everything's Tuberculosis?
I read that, too.
That was a good one!
I read that, too. That was one of my favorites.
Anything that John Green writes, I will read. I love John Green.
See, I won't, only because his fiction is not my vibe, right? It's good.
Teen, young.
It's just not what I normally gravitate towards,
yeah.
So I'm not going to read everything. But I think, and I wrote this in my review when I read Everything is Tuberculosis, this is the kind of book that this dude was meant to write.
Yes.
This was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, like, his other books are bad, but, like, this was just so good that he's meant to write this kind of shit. And I hope he writes more stuff that is in this nonfiction commentary type of vein,
mm-hmm.
because he did really well. It was so good. So I read 39 books so far this year. My goal is 40. Last year, I think, let me double check. Last year, my goal was 35, and I did 38. So, and again, I read different kinds of books,
mm-hmm.
and I do have, I have spells where I don't read, like,
yeah,
all of February I didn't read one book this year, like, I just, you know, I fall out of love sometimes with it, so, and there are some months that I'll read, like, 5 or 6 books in a row, and there are some months that I read one.
Yeah.
It just depends. So, out of the ones that I've read this year, I'm very confident that by the end I will get to 40. I will meet my goal. I'm reading it now. I have to get to that one, and mm-hmm. then we're done. But my favorite books this year were, I read Indian Burial Ground by Nick Medina, and it's a fantastic, I've talked about it in the other episodes this year that we talked about books,
mm-hmm.
so I also really loved The Bog Wife. I also talked about that one, I think, mm-hmm. before. There was a book I didn't talk about at all. It was called The Silent Woods. It's by Kimmy Cunningham, I think. Yeah.
Cunningham Muffins.
You're a blast. Hang on. Let me look
Choco at... Choco Chip.
Let me look at her name.
Bits of Glass Muffin.
This is great. This is good.
Fire! Please tell me you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You do this a lot. I know the video.
What would you like for breakfast, Johnny? Muffins!
Sorry, Kimmy. Okay. Kimmy Cunningham Grant is her name.
Okay.
I knew I had it not all the way right. It was so good. It was about this this dad and daughter, and they live together in like the Appalachian wilderness, basically, like in this cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, he kidnapped her, but it was his daughter, and the grandparents, the mom died, and they tried to take the daughter from him for, like, I mean, I won't say no good reason, but, like, it wasn't like he did anything terrible. They just mm-hmm. didn't think it was the best environment. So he just took his daughter and left. And it's just their life, and it all kind of starts to come to a head. Like, someone gets a picture of them, and their little bubble is burst. It's so good. It's one of the best books I read all year long.
Oh, wow.
I cried like a bitch. It's so good. Let's see, my other favorite books of the year. I really liked Nowhere by Allison Gunn. It is a horror novel, and it is fan-fucking-tastic. The ending is so good. I don't want to give it away, but it's amazing. I liked Credenza by Wendy Dalrymple. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing your name right. I'm so sorry. It's a horror novel about a haunted credenza, witchcraft. It's sick. It's good shit. And then I think my other favorite book so far this year was Atmosphere by Taylor Jenkins Reid. It was a historical fiction love story. Two ladies they were astronauts in the 80s.
Cool.
It was so good. Also cried like a bitch.
We can tell the vibes are different from mine.
Yeah.
We have different vibes.
But those are some of my favorites this year.
Yeah. Oh, I also wanted to say The Other Brother by Tierney Page.
You mentioned this one to me
yes.
in our book club episode, I think.
Yeah. So she, I started watching her TikToks because she like reviews books. Like mm-hmm. she loves, she's a smut connoisseur.
Love that.
Sure. So I get a lot of like, if she says she enjoys the book, I'm going to go read it.
Yeah.
Like I trust her.
Yeah.
And she wrote The Other Brother and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was one of my top books of the year, I would say, because I think one of the main things about, like, romance, one thing that happens often is, like, the third act breakup.
Yeah.
And I hate it, and it pisses me off. Just fucking communicate.
Yeah.
And this had that. It had communication. I'm like, this is great.
That's amazing.
And I think the story was good, but I think because they didn't break up and they just, like, communicated their feelings. I'm like, this is the best.
Yeah.
We love to see it.
I love that.
And some of the, I just listened, because I think the reason why I have so many is because I have a physical book, my Kindle, and an audiobook at the same time.
See, this is also where we're different. I can't do that. Sometimes I can listen to an audiobook and be reading a book at the same time. Mm-hmm. I don't like e-readers. I like physical books I'm in my audiobook era though. I'm listening to a lot of audiobooks and I'm loving it. But it's one at a time
mm-hmm.
usually. So that's the thing. If I'm having a slow month and I've been like chucking through this one book for a while, it's like I won't like abandon it
uh-huh.
and go to something else if I think I'm going to come back to it. Now, if I'm doing a DNF, that's a different story. But yeah, I'm one at a time, bitch. So this is also where we're very
different. So like when I'm home, I'll like read a physical book.
Yeah.
If I'm in the car, I'm going to be listening to a book. Like, and then like if I'm bored out and about, I'll read on my phone.
Yeah. See, I don't do the e-reader thing, but I take a book with me almost everywhere I go,
mm-hmm.
and I do an audiobook, so sometimes that's simultaneous, but nothing else. So, but yeah, I'm in my audiobook era. I'm really enjoying it. I think I'm going to stick with it. Love that.
It's nice, because, like, when I'm cleaning or...
Yeah.
Like, I can't just sit and listen to an audiobook. Like, if I'm sitting there, I want to read it.
It depends what I'm doing. Like, sometimes I am, but, like, sometimes I'm not in the space to, like, sit and read a book for some reason. But it's nice, and I can be doing that, and I don't know. Sometimes it's just I'm playing a game on my phone also, but I'm listening to it. Like,
I can't do that. If I'm thinking of anything else, I cannot listen to a
book.
No,
see, I can do that. I can.
Because then all of a sudden, I'm no longer listening.
But you're right. With the cleaning and stuff, it's really helpful. Mm-hmm. Like, I can clean, or I can, if I'm doing something around the house, I can turn that on. It's similar to, like, a podcast for me.
Yeah.
Like, which I also do a lot, so.
Because I'm super far, like, I used to have specific podcasts I listened to, like, every week.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I listened to a podcast because I've just been doing audiobooks.
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of HR Besties. I actually have. Shout out Jamie. Our pals over at Paranormal Misfits. I really love their podcast. I listen to it pretty regularly. And then as far as like large production ones, I really like that Heart Starts Pounding. And I still like, what's that one?
Crime Junkies?
What I listen to. No. With the Reddit stories. Hot takes. Two hot takes,
yes.
I listen to that pretty regularly.
I'll watch the TikToks of that.
Yeah, I listen to it on Spotify sometimes. But yeah, so anyways, 2025. What else been going on?
I went to Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
We went to Universal, Epic Universe. That was fun. We started off on a cruise in March.
Would you say it's been a good year?
I would say it's been a pretty good year.
That's good. My year's been ass sandwich.
Yeah.
I had a really rough year. I had a really stressful year. You know, jobs, money, etc. Yeah, a lot of people know the vibes right now. A lot of people are out of work, been out of work, underemployed, etc. The economy is really bad for a lot of people right now, and I'm one of those people. In some ways, I've done some great things this year, like in the midst of it. I finished a book. I'm getting ready to start another one.
Yeah, ours.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting ready to start too, I guess. But yeah, I was able to do some good things. I think we did some great stuff with the podcast. Mm-hmm. We met some really big goals of ours.
We have merch.
We hit some more like listener benchmarks and we're doing pretty well, and that's awesome, and I hope to continue in the new year. But yeah, personally and stuff, it's been a tough year. Things are starting to turn around, and that's good. And we did an episode about this, but I'm really feeling it these last few weeks. I feel like I need to re-find myself, because mm-hmm. I've been in autopilot. Gotta do what we gotta do. And I've lost parts of myself that did bring me joy and did make me feel like me,
mm-hmm.
you know? And sometimes with really stressful times, you lose that. And I feel like I've lost that. And I'm a little bit like a shell.
Yeah.
I'm a big shell pasta right now, and there's no ricotta in there right now. So I got to find some new ricotta. I got to get my ricotta back. I'm working on it. Thank you.
Cheese.
Yeah, I love cheese and bread and pasta. Fuck me up. So yeah, that's something I'm taking in. I don't really believe in resolutions, but it's just something I've been thinking about these last few weeks mm-hmm. of the year. So yeah, I think this has been a year of like realizing what I need to do to be a full-fledged person. And some of that's tough depending on what environment you're in and what you're going through, but I gotta find a way to get back to that. So that's something I'll be focusing on, I think. But I know last time we did this for Year in Review, we talked about just some of our favorite pop culture moments, things that stuck out to us across the year, movies, celebrity shit, any pop culture type moments, songs, music, movies, anything that jumps out that you remember being a big deal for your 2025, Courtney?
See, I wasn't prepared for this.
I know one thing for me was, like, the Frankenstein movie. Gothic horror is so fucking back.
I'm so ready. Haven't seen it.
The Frankenstein movie, they're doing, they did that, at the beginning of the year we went to see, or at the end of last year, but whatever, the Nosferatu.
Oh, yeah, that was
which,
wild.
Like, I didn't love that movie. I don't, it bothered me in a way I can't even describe, but gothic horror, definitely.
I walked out of that thinking, what did I just watch? Yeah. And I'm still thinking about it to this day.
Me too. But like that, and then Frankenstein, and then they're doing the Wuthering Heights thing, and like...
Oh, that looks good.
I think it looks... I know people are mad.
Jacob Elordi is... I like him.
I'm starting to fall in love with this boy.
I know people like hate him because of Euphoria. Was it Euphoria?
Yeah, he's on Euphoria. I've never watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he was the bad guy in Euphoria. People 31. Don't like him.
Yeah.
I think he's a very good actor.
I think he's going to, and I mean this, I didn't really know much about him until this year. This has really been my year of discovering some people, including him. I think he's going to be one of the best
mm-hmm.
of like this generation. I really do. Yeah. I think he's so good. And he's got that like, I'm too cool for this vibe that a lot of great actors have.
Yeah.
You know? And not in a way that I think he's a dick, but in a way that I really do think he's here for the art of it. He's here to be an artist. He's here to be an actor, like, in that way. And I think I really like him, and this year he's been put on my radar. But yeah, I just think, like, dramatic gothic cinema is fucking back, and I'm so excited. There's been some great examples this year, and I think it's only going to get better.
Labubus were big.
Yeah, I can't say that was big for me.
The Pit. The show The Pit.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, the fact that Mike came home one day and was like, I want to watch this medical drama.
Which is
I'm
not
like,
him.
The fuck?
Yeah.
But it's really good, and season 2 is going to come here soon.
I did like this year in the sense that I do think that, like, there are parts of some really good cinema that are coming back. Because for a few years there, I just felt like it was the same shit over and over and over and over again. And I started to not feel that way this year. So I think we're breaking into a new spot in terms of art.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that, personally.
Jonathan Bailey.
Who's that?
You don't know who Jonathan Bailey?
No, who's that?
He's sexiest man alive! What do you mean?
Let me see him.
Hold on.
Maybe I know him if I see him.
You will. I'm getting there.
Okay. What does he do?
Everything.
Okay. Could you use a proper fucking noun?
He was on Bridgerton.
I didn't watch that.
He was on the new Jurassic World movie.
Didn't watch those.
With his slutty little glasses that everyone loved.
Okay. I love slutty glasses.
And then Wicked.
He's the boy in Wicked?
He's the main guy in Wicked. Look at him.
Oh, I've seen him. I didn't know that was his name.
Jonathan Bailey.
He's cute. He was also in a show that I watched some of. Oh, dicks. What was it called? Look at his filmography for me.
Okay. It's a TV show?
Yeah. I don't know what it was called, though. It was semi-recent.
Bridgerton, Wicked for Good, Jurassic World Rebirth, Up the Catalog, Wicked, Heartstopper, Fellow Traveler.
That's it. It was like a romance there back in think the 50s.
Something else that was really big, mid-year, Coldplay Kiss Cam.
Oh, yeah, that was wild. I love that it was Coldplay.
Yeah.
Like, of all
all the places you're going to a Coldplay concert and you're going to cheat on your wife. Yeah,
what is going on?
Taylor Swift got engaged.
Big deal.
Travis Kelce. That's great. I love that.
Yep.
Her new album, Tom Pilon's new album. Let's be honest.
Florence and the Machine's new album. Tyler Childers' new album. Big year for music. Good year for music.
Yes.
Big fan.
Big fan.
That's what I mean. Art and stuff is really having it. It really started to get exciting again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, adulting is hard. We get it. That's why we're affiliates with Uproot Clean. Their pet hair removal and grooming supplies make being a pet owner and keeping a clean house so much easier. We recommend you give them a try and make sure you use our code 30DirtyDyingPodcast10.
Let's go back and forth. Why don't you start?
Okay, let's go. The first one I have for category is Britney Spears songs.
Okay.
Do I want to start my categories and you start your categories?
That seems fair.
Okay. Oops, I did it again.
Okay. I'm a slave for you.
I'm a slave for you.
It's my favorite, and also the snake.
The little snake.
That big old banana python or whatever the fuck.
Is it called banana python?
It's called banana whatever kind of snake it is.
Okay. Cool. Toxic.
Good one. I'm not a girl. Not yet a woman.
I'm not a girl.
Shout out Crossroads.
Not yet a woman.
Woo.
Circus. That's all eyes on me at the center of the ring just like a circus.
Okay. I'll match your energy. Give me more.
Give me more.
I love it.
And I'll end on Lucky.
Okay. What was the first one you said?
Oops, I did it again.
Okay. I'm going to say You Drive Me Crazy.
You drive me crazy. I just can't sleep. I'm so excited. I'm in too deep. Oh, crazy. But it feels all right. Da 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 da. Keep me up all night.
That one.
And then I have my fifth, just in case, which I want to shout out.
Okay.
If You Seek Amy.
Oh, yeah. That's not one of my favorites.
It's a play on words of F-U-C-K.
No, I understand it. I just love it. No, but my favorite is I'm a Slave for You. I really love that song. I love the performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Good shit.
All
right. Coming out swinging. Songs with baby in the title.
Okay. You start.
I'll go first. Give me baby one more time.
Fuck. Can I do baby bottle pop? Baby bottle pop. You can lick the pop, dip it, and shake it. And dip it again.
Okay, do you really want to go with this? I will allow it.
Baby. Baby. Ooh.
Yeah, baby. Okay, fair enough. I'm going to go with Ice Baby.
Okay.
All right.
Gold.
No.
Oh, that's not. That's older.
It's okay.
Ooh,
if we need...
baby, I love your way.
Go for it. Fuck it.
Every day.
That can be yours?
Yeah.
All right. Always Be My Baby.
Always Be My Baby. Do-do-do. Do-do-do.
Yeah.
Do-do-do. Do-do-do.
All right. So what? One more each? Is that right?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Is that your pick?
That's my pick. I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Baby Got Back. Your turn.
All right. I have... boy bands.
Okay.
And I'm gonna start.
Okay.
Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC.
Jonas Brothers.
Oh, Boys to Men.
Boys in Motion.
Fuck you. Okay. All right. 98 Degrees.
Ooh, okay.
Hello, Nick Lachey.
And then this is the last one.
For you.
Hanson.
Okay. B2K.
Okay.
I like them. I like one song that they did.
We're the boys in motion. We'll give you our devotion. Oh my. That's the one that I was like, you're
going
to like
this. That one's a quick boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My next one will be girl groups. I'm going to start with the Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls. Cheetah Sisters. Spice Girls.
Good one. Destiny's Child. Duh.
Pussycat Dolls.
Okay. 3LW. They were sort of the precursor for the Cheetah Girls, and they had a song called Players Gon' Play. And haters, they gonna hate. Ballers, they gon' ball. Shot callers, they gonna call. That ain't got nothing to do with me and you. Okay, I'll stop.
TLC.
Oh, good one. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Let me think. Give me a minute. Could I do Salt and Pepper? Push it real good.
I'm just gonna do new because I got nothing right now.
That's fine.
Blackpink.
Oh, good one. I've heard of them.
I love K-pop.
Yeah, K-pop. Love it. Okay, sick.
Sick.
All right, I'm ready for the next category, Courtney.
Okay, I think you're going to like this one, but I'm going to piss you off at my first pick.
All right.
Because I go first. Songs with a color in the name.
Oh, dicks.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
Fuck you! Doesn't Taylor Swift have a song called Red?
It's her album.
But isn't there a song called Red?
I would assume.
Yes. I pick this.
Yes.
I pick Red by Taylor Swift.
Okay. Blue. Eiffel 65.
Okay. Black Superman.
What?
It's a rap song.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. It's really good. I enjoy it.
When you said that, I was like, if I go crazy, then will you call me Black Superman?
No.
It vibes.
No, hang on. It's by Above the Law.
We listened to Waiter.
1994.
Cool.
So we're good.
All right. Black and Yellow was Khalifa.
Oh, shit.
Black and Yellow. You know what it is. Everything I do it big.
Okay. Good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow by Coldplay.
Gold Digger, Kanye West.
Okay.
Do I go again? She a gold digger.
I have to go new for my last one.
Okay.
Pink Pony Club.
Pink Pony Club.
I love that song.
The Pink Pony Club.
Nice one.
Thanks.
Are we both done?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did 4.
All right. I'll piggyback. Songs with a number in the title. And I'm going to start Back at 1 by Brian McKnight. 1. You're like a dream come true. 2. Just want to be with you. Yep, Back at 1. That's 3. My first pick.
Spice Girls, 2 Become 1.
Okay.
To become one, I need some love like I never needed love before.
No, that was beautiful.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
3 a.m. by Matchbox 20. Baby, it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Yeah.
1,000 years.
I've died every day waiting for you. Okay. 7 Nation Army.
Eternal Palace just did that song.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Wait, they did the cover on the...
When White Stripes...
for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes. I saw that. They did really well. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, they did really well because they're the best
totally.
Band ever.
Yeah, sorry.
This is Mambo number 5. Dun, 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 dun. 1.
I hate that song so much.
I wasn't... It's not even... Like, I Googled. Like
it just came to
me. I was like, that. Oh yes.
All right, my last one is 505. It's a song by the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, yeah. 1. Metallica.
Good one. Solid shit.
Yeah, it was either that or 9 to 5.
Yeah. You could have also done I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more. That was gonna be my alternate.
What's the 99 balloons?
Okay. Good one.
We had good numbers there.
I think I love the rhythm here. We're doing great.
Yeah. Let's do female artist of the 90s.
Okay.
Shania Twain.
Solid. Alanis Morissette.
Oh, you took one of mine. Missy Elliott.
Oh shit. Okay. Lil Kim.
Celine Dion.
Okay. Faith Hill. It's Perpetual Bliss. It's centrifugal motion.
It's
unthinkable.
This kiss. Leanne Rimes.
Okay. Country vibes.
Yeah. My mom actually listened
look,
to this.
Look, the 90s were a big time for country music. We've
but it was like
it.
Not annoying country.
It was
like
good
it
country
is.
Music. It was like,
I have another option for that if you want.
How many have
it.
I done so far?
Yeah, one more.
I have one more. Okay. Fiona Apple. She did that Criminal song, kind of like alternative pop rocky.
Sure.
I love her.
All right.
I'm feeling like a criminal. I don't know. It's a good song. Fiona Apple.
All right.
Weird Girls Unite. All right. Green Day songs. And I'll start.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Boulevard of Broken
Dreams. Ugh! Okay. Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Hell yeah. Jesus of Suburbia.
American Idiot.
Good ones.
Don't I'm an American Idiot.
I'm going to go with 21st Century Breakdown. That album.
When I Come Around. Wait, what's that?
When I Come Around.
Yeah, When I Come Around.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. That's my favorite. You took it from me. Wow, you bitch.
So it started with it then.
Fuck you. I'll do Brain Stew. I like Brain Stew. That's my final. There's so many great ones.
There are so many great ones. Time of your life.
Good riddance. Time of your life. Okay, solid. My other ones that I would have picked, I would have, What's Her Name? And She's a Rebel, I really like. Give Me Novocaine is one of my favorites.
121 Guns. That could have been for number.
Yep, could have. Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
The 30 Dirty and Dying merch shop is officially open. We've got 30 Dirty and Dying shirts, hoodies, mugs, and more for your sick, sad millennial vibes. Grab yours now and look out for seasonal items and sales at 30dirtypod.com. That's 30dirtypod.com. Going from my female artist of the 90s, I'm going to go female artist of the 1000s. Britney Spears.
She could have been for both. Because she started in the late 90s, but okay. Beyonce.
Okay. Christina Aguilera.
Okay. Pink. I love Pink.
That was my
I live
last one.
For Pink.
I love Pink. Gwen Stefani.
Okay, holla back, girl. Can it be a band person?
Nope.
Nope. It has to be a solo artist?
Yes. Because I have band somewhere else.
Okay. Colby Calais.
Okay.
Bubbly.
Nelly Furtado.
Oh, promiscuous. I love that. Okay.
Wherever you are, I'm all alone. And it's you that I want.
Okay. You're losing me. Oh, fucking Natasha Bedingfield. The rest is still unwritten. Also, Pocket Full of Sunshine.
Yeah, I got a pocket. I got a pocket. I love Easy A.
Me too.
I will watch that over and over and over again, and it never gets
mostly
boring.
That scene, though.
Yeah, I got a pocket.
Divorced dad rock bands.
Okay.
This is really open to our interpretation, but I think we all know who we're talking about
here.
Creed.
Nickelback.
Good one. Daughtry.
3 Days Grace.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting my son back, Carol. I need another one. Saliva. They did that click, click, boom song.
Click, click, boom!
Yep.
Okay, I was prepared with two in my head. Finger 11.
Oh, yeah. Paralyzer.
You know what's really funny is I went and saw Creed.
Yeah.
And Finger 11... And 3 Days Grace opened.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, I'm gonna go with Shinedown for my last one. And
I love Shinedown.
I'm a divorced dad.
Yeah. Oh, Skillet.
For Jesus. Jesus's Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was part of that. It's a shame neither of us said Buck Cherry.
They are so bad live.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're so bad and that I'm so blue. Hey,
you're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it when I drink.
Hinder. Yeah, oh, all of this.
I was listening to Hinder today.
Also, everything, this Divorced Dad Rock Bangers is also everything I listened to in middle school.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a divorced, I'm your dad. Call me daddy.
Okay, daddy.
Anyways. Oh, gross. But made me excited, too. Anyways.
All right.
Let's move on.
That was great. I loved that.
Me too.
All right. Then we're going to do bands from the 90s. It can be female, it can be male. Just okay. Bands of the 90s. Are we okay with repeating things that we have said?
I think we have to, yeah.
Okay. So then I'm going to start with Spice Girls.
Okay. Nirvana.
Love that.
Okay.
The Cranberries.
Love that. Okay. Pearl Jam.
Green Day.
Yeah. Oh, you bitch! I'm going to say them because I watched the Diddy documentary, Jodeci. They were like a boy band.
Okay.
That he produced.
Weezer.
Nice.
I love Weezer.
I really don't want to say this, but that's all I can think of right now is the Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay.
So I guess I have to say the Bare Naked Ladies, and I'm really sorry to music. Okay, I'm going to get real specific, so you need to look this up.
Okay.
Songs from 2004.
Okay. And they had to have come out or popular in?
Either one.
Okay.
Either one. So if you want to reference Billboard, whatever. I'm going to start with Drop It Like It's Hot.
Okay.
By Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Drop it like it's hot. Somebody told me. Killers.
Ooh, such a good song.
Somebody told me that you had a girlfriend who looked like the girlfriend that I had in February of last year. It's not confidential.
Ooh, Leave, Get Out by JoJo.
It's the end of you and me. My band, D12. These chicks don't even know the name of my band.
I love you so much.
But they're all on me like they wanna hold hands. Cause once they blow, I know that I'll be the man. On me, cause I'm the lead singer of my band. Nice. So I get on stage, right? Drop the mic. Walk up to these hot chicks and I'm all like, sup, lady? My name's Slim Shady. I'm the lead singer of D12, baby. And they're like, oh my god, it's him. Thank you, my fucking god, it's really him.
Okay.
I really like that song.
Yeah, no, I can tell. I know that you really like that song. If I didn't, I know now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pieces of Me by Ashley Simpson.
I was gonna say that! pieces of me. And just because it's going to piss you off, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
I wasn't going to pick that.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
I hate that you said it like that more than I hate that you picked it. okay. My last one.
Ooh.
1985 by Bowling for Soup.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Over and Over. Nelly. Over and Over Again.
The one with Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
What a weird time for him.
I really like that song, though.
I bought the album, though. It was he had a double release album. One was called Sweat. One was called Suit. Sweatsuit. I bought them both.
Nice. Once you step, Sierra, this
I almost
beat
picked,
is automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh.
I almost picked Lean Back by Fat Joe.
Scars, Papa Roach. This is a good year for
music. I know,
music.
That's why I picked it.
Bands from the 2000s.
Okay.
Pussycat Dolls.
I'm gonna go with Paramore.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Killers.
Nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Since they've stood the test of time, Green Day.
I mean, I did pick them for 90s.
Yeah, but they've stood the test of time.
Outkast.
They also stood the test of time, though, because they started releasing music in the 90s. Fucking the All-American Rejects.
Fall Out Boy.
Okay, fuck you.
In that theme, there's one more that you could say.
I know. I'm considering if I want to say them or not. No, I'm gonna get weird.
I love this.
Plain White Tees.
Okay.
Hey there, Delilah. What's up? What's it like in New York City?
You're 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty.
Yes, you do. All right, awesome.
Times Square can't shine as bright as you.
I swear it's true. Okay. Songs with a name in the title.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with Jeremy by Pearl Jam.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Jolene.
I'm going to go with Hey There, Delilah, because I just said it.
Okay. Roxanne.
You came in so hot. All right. Dear Maria, count me in.
Oh, fuck
I'm coming
up.
With you.
Oh, Clint Eastwood, Gorillaz.
Okay, good. Because my last one, if you took it, I was going to jump across this table and hit you. Check Yes, Juliet.
And my last one, Stacy's mom.
I love it. I love it.
Stacy's mom has got also an option, Miss Jackson. Sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
Did you see that meme that I reposted on the podcast stories that was like about Check Yes, Juliet, but if it was Gen Z? Vibe check, Juliet. Are you with me? Rain is dead ass on the sidewalk. I won't dip until you chill outside. All right, your turn.
Tis funny. Okay. Okay. This one, I think, is going to get heated.
Oh, shit.
Are you ready for
it? I'm so ready.
Disney soundtracks.
Fuck you.
And I'm starting.
All right.
You better believe I'm starting with Tarzan.
Whole soundtrack?
Soundtrack.
The entire album?
Yes.
It has to be Disney?
Disney.
Lilo and Stitch.
Fuck that.
Fuck you. You're right, it is getting heated.
A Goofy movie.
That's a good one.
Eye to Eye? Come on.
Mulan. I'll make a man out of
that
you.
That was my next one. The Hannah Montana movie.
Pocahontas.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And my last one's going to be a banger. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Holes. A-R-M-P-I to the T. What is that? You smell a dog? That's me.
The Parent Trap.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that album. I like the songs that they use in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
L is for the way you look at me. Every time I sing it, though, I mess up the letters. And I'll be like,
the only one. I see.
I'll be like, V is for the way you look at me. I just get
v
fucked up.
Is very, very extraordinary.
All right. I'll do one more and then you just power through yours.
Okay.
Okay. I have, for my last one then, 90s, early 2000s rappers. Specifically rappers.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Tupac.
Eminem.
Okay. 50 Cent.
I like how you're going with this.
Me too.
Biggie.
Snoop Dogg.
Ah, D-O-double-G.
Hell yeah.
Because
this was some of the most popular music, so I know you listened to it.
What about Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay-Z. My last one, I'm going with Nelly.
Oh.
Hot in here.
Hot in her, so take off all your clothes.
Yep.
Busta Rhymes.
Hell yeah. Good choice.
Okay.
So Courtney's going to take us out with her last few wild categories.
This is my favorite one, and I hope you enjoy it.
Okay.
Commercial jingles.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And I'm going to start with Canine Advantix. Hello, mother. Hello, father. Flea sticks, mosquitoes. Never bother.
No, really bother.
Oh, really? Thanks for the package. That's why I'm riding. Canine Advantix quickly stops all the biting. Swimming, hiking, and tent pitching. They're not biting. I'm not itching.
FreeCreditReport.com.
F-R-E-E, that spells free. CreditReport.com, baby. Saw their ad on my TV.
They had several.
Yes.
So then.
That's good. Okay. Bagel Bites. Bagels in the morning, bagels in the evening, bagels at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime.
J.G. Wentworth. Call 877 cash now. It's my money and I need it now.
Give me that filet fish. Give me that fish. Some McDonald's fish filet.
Yeah, good one. Good one. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
Makes carpets cleaner.
Whatever. No, they're both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a longer song than you think it is.
Okay, and then let's tie this all together. Baby bottle pop. And lick it again.
Mom, do I get another one?
You get one more?
Yeah. Education connection. Education. For free. Went to high school. I didn't do great. Now I gotta make more cash. More education is what I'm looking at. When I get a degree, I will make a bigger salary. Now I have to see if this college is right for me. I went on the internet and typed education
connection. Okay. Yep. I love that so much.
That was a good one.
Yes. Female empowerment. So I want that as songs, specific songs that are about female empowerment.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with Stronger, Britney Spears.
Okay. I'm going to say Survivor by Destiny's Child.
Mm-hmm. That was my next one.
Okay.
Fighter, Christina Aguilera.
Okay. Stronger by Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I feel like a woman.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I do.
Shania Twain.
Hell yeah. Okay. I might need to phone a friend.
Okay.
I have two so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys.
Ooh,
this girl is on fire. Yeah.
And then my last one's going to be Walk Away, Kelly Clarkson.
Okay. My last one is Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
Yeah.
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child.
I'm a mother.
I'm a sinner. I'm a saint.
Okay, so this is the last category.
This is the draft to end all drafts.
Punk Goes Pop.
Okay.
When was the last time you listened to Punk Goes Pop?
2008. 2008.
They're still making music, friend.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Okay, so my favorite one is Apologize.
Okay.
By Silverstein.
Okay. The one that I remember,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be my number one, was Lollipop.
Ooh, yes!
Yeah, they did Lollipop.
Well, was that Punk Goes Pop, or was that,
I don't know, but can it count?
We'll count it.
They did top songs, and they, yeah.
Okay. Blank Space. I Prevail.
Okay. Since You've Been Gone by A Day to Remember. I do remember that.
Yes.
And it was really good.
That was really good. Stitches, State Champs.
Okay. Bad Romance by Artist versus Poet. I remember this.
Yes. Disturbia, The Cab.
That, yeah. Umbrella, All Time Low.
Yes.
I also really remember that one now that I see it. Okay. So that's my, yeah.
Yeah, that was all.
That was great. I had fun.
Yeah, I really liked my commercial jingles.
Yeah, that was a great one. I would have never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
Well, F-R-E-E, that spells free.
Creditreport.com, baby.
Saw their ad on my TV.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. I hope this was fun. I hope this helped you ring in the new year the right way. And we're taking a little break. I'm not going to tell you when we'll be back because, frankly, I do not know. we're just gonna see what works. It'll probably be a few weeks, maybe a month. You know, we'll probably be back sometime in the next month or so.
Mm-hmm.
But we need a break.
Yeah.
We need to start off the year and then get back to you. So we love you guys though. I think it's been a great year.
It's been a great year. Go back, listen to them all. Listen to them over again.
I think we did some episodes this season especially, but this whole year that have great re-listen value.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely listen to them. And we're still going to be on Instagram and TikTok and all the places. So, you know, you can still keep up with what we're doing and everything. But new episodes, we will announce on those platforms when they're coming. So make sure you're following us. And merch will still be available. Go to 30dirtypod.com. To celebrate the end of the season and the new year, we'll be doing a giveaway. So check it out. And
ta-da!
Yeah, I've had a great time. I'm excited to come back for season 9. And I think I've liked this year and this season that we've tried new things.
Mm-hmm.
We've mixed up back in time. We've done some really cool stuff. I'm excited to keep being super creative. And that's what I enjoy about doing this. Like, we get to be really creative and have fun and try new things. So. Yeah.
And I feel like I'm a creative person sometimes.
I think you're more creative than I ever knew. And I've learned that through doing the pod, and I love it. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for another great year. Thank you for all the milestones we've hit this year. Supported us.
Thank you for letting us yap.
Yeah.
I love to come here and yap.
Yep, we love it. And we love doing it with you guys and just, you know, stick with us. Love
you.
And
we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye.
See you
later this year. And a little white whale on the go.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.